And now let's see what Hollywood did in its own field. Slate's Ben Williams is here with Summary Judgment, our regular digest of what critics are saying about the new movie releases.
Our first film this week is Friday Night Lights, a gritty movie that follows one season in the high school football-obsessed town of Odessa, Texas. It's based on a non-fiction book and stars Billy Bob Thornton as the coach.
Everything all right?
Well, yeah. Everything's going to be just fine. Everything's all right as long as we get out there and get what we need to get done and, you know, win state.
Well, I sure hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I want it as bad as y'all do, believe me.
Friday Night Lights is the rare football movie that runs up the score, says the Dallas Observer, and most critics agree. The film takes you so deep into the action you can hear the bones crunch, praises Rolling Stone. But it's also more than usually skeptical about the cost of football glory. It's a psychological thriller, really, says Entertainment Weekly, about national issues of American hope, pride, pressure, and sense of proportion. Billy Bob Thornton wins universal raves as the quietly reflective coach. His pivotal halftime speech is a thing to behold, admires the Philadelphia Inquirer, serving up tobacco-chewing Texas Zen with unwavering gentleness. Next up is Taxi, a comedy starring Jimmy Fallon as a clueless cop, Queen Latifah as a taxi driver who wants to be a NASCAR racer, and supermodel Gisele Bündchen as the leader of a gang of Brazilian bank robbers.
This is your unmarked car?
We found her.
A Daewoo? Man, I know people. I can't be seen in this thing. Open the door. I want to get Daewoo on my hands.
In terms of Saturday Night Live alums who jump to the big screen, Jimmy Fallon's first leading movie role puts him more in the company of Rob Schneider than Bill Murray. The film, which entails many car chases, has two speeds, informs the Philadelphia Inquirer, pedal to metal and screeching halt. The former is guaranteed to make the audience carsick, the latter to give it whiplash. Latifah fulfills her usual role as irrepressible life force, says the New York Times, but she has little chemistry with Fallon, who doesn't so much act as show up, says the Miami Herald. His utter lack of personality generates a vacuum that the movie cannot overcome. Finally, we have Raise Your Voice, a teen romance starring Hilary Duff as an aspiring singer who defies her parents' orders and moves to L.A. to pursue the big time.
You can take me home if you want to, Dad. But I'm performing any minute now, and it would mean the world to me if you and Mom were there to support me. I worked so hard here, and I'm really good. I want you to hear me. Please, Dad.
Raise Your Voice is no fame, say contemptuous critics. It doesn't have a single authentic moment from its Cannes tragedy setup to its power ballad finale, says the Chicago Reader. Duff, already mauled once this year for a Cinderella story, fares no better this time out. She makes Entertainment Weekly long for the comparatively Dostoevskian depths of Sandra Dee, while the Miami Herald complains that her emotive repertoire consists of an adorable, blinding smile. As for her singing voice, The Onion recoils. Whenever she goes a cappella, she peels the wallpaper.
Ben Williams writes the Summary Judgment column for Slate.